And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report, 7:33 a.m. We welcome to our newsmaker line Congressman Chuck Fleischmann from the 3rd District in Tennessee. Welcome, Congressman Fleischmann. How are you this morning?
Michael, I am great, sir. Played a little baseball in Washington, D.C. this morning, but so glad to be with you. And I was in your great city this past weekend, visiting with some fine folks. I tell you, Nashville gets better and better all the time.
So, are you a second baseman? What position do you play?
Well, I used to be. I was actually a left-handed second baseman. But with age and maturity, I have now been repositioned in the outfield. But every once in a while, I run back into the infield and play a little first and second. I throw left and bat left. And so having a good time, but our team is very good, and we are going to beat the Democrats again this year, not only on the ball field, but at the ballot box as well.
So when you do the annual congressional baseball game, that's been how long has that tradition been going on?
Well, over 100 years. When I was elected in 2010, in 2011, I played in the 100th year. And as a matter of fact, that's where I made that famous play at second base, which would have been easy for a righty, tough for a lefty. But in my great University of Tennessee uniform, that was on a poster of 100 years of congressional baseball. So we're running at about 112 years, sir.
Okay, so let's talk about that famous play at second base. Now, what was that famous play?
Well, God has a sense of humor. I was not going to get in the game, and my good friend Kevin Brady, famous for the wonderful Trump tax bill that gave hardworking Americans a break back then, he said, "Chuck, I want you to get in." And the manager at that time, another Texan, said, "Well, he's left-handed, and I don't know." He said, "Take my place at second." I ran out there so fast, and the ball was hit in the hole. Would have been very easy for a right-handed player, but I had to backhand it and throw to first, and the rest was history. Front page of the Washington Journal the next day, and the picture went viral. So,
well, what about it was, did you make the play?
I made the play, but I made an easy play look very hard. That I was left-handed in the wrong position.
Well, obviously, this is a great trade for a political leader, right? Make something easy look hard, but succeed at it. Now, indeed. did you play baseball before?
I did. I played when I was young, but I never knew Congress had a congressional baseball team. And I came up here and gave it my all. And what a great fraternity. I met people from all over the country and on our great caucus. And by the way, we've elected some incredible, not only good ball players, but great Republican legislators. Some of my friends like Jake Elsey from Texas, Blake Moore from Utah, good, solid conservatives, great Americans, strong Christians, and gosh, it's just a privilege to be out there with these guys. And they're 20 years younger than me. I'm going to be 60 in October, but thank God I get out there every day, work hard, play hard, and give it my best like I do for the people of the 3rd District of Tennessee.
Crime Carmichael has a question
now,
for
I
you.
Have a question for you on the baseball team. It would seem to me like that the key position is whether or not you have a good pitcher.
You are so right. And fortunately, the Democrats no longer have that. Our very first year, they elected a fellow by the name of Cedric Richmond, who incidentally, I broke his no-hitter up my second year, and he took it quite well. But he was over the Democrats one year after year. Cedric went on to the White House to serve President Biden and has since left because everybody's leaving President Biden, understandably. But be it as it may, he's no longer in Congress, and the Democrats just don't have the pitchers, and we will clobber them this year.
Well, how seriously do you guys train, and what quality of ball are you playing?
Fast pitch, hard ball. Every day that we are in session, I get picked up at 5:30 by a retired 3-star Marine general who represents the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, a great American, fought in Vietnam, and he picks me up at 5:30. If we're there at 5:31, we get left. So every day that we're in session, we practice.
That sounds like fun. Sounds like the most fun you have in Congress. What are the Democrats doing up there? What's it like being with the Democrats who aren't following regular order? You don't go through committees. It's just whatever Nancy Pelosi wants, they jam through.
Michael, you are so right. The last 4 years, last two terms, in the minority has been a disaster. It's frustrating because we lose just about every vote because she is a disciplinarian presiding over pure chaos. The radical left continues to batter us, not only in the House and in the Senate, but doing untold damage to our country. Joe Biden is clueless. He went before the AFL-CIO yesterday and actually was praising his performance and our economy. It's shocking. It's wrong. It's a disaster. And we've got to take this country back at the ballot box. We're going to do that in a big way in the House in November. I hope and pray we do that in the Senate. And we have got to get a good, strong Republican president back in the White House in 2 years.
Carmichael has a question for you.
Quick question. In that speech, Biden called for an increase in taxes on corporations and what he defines as the wealthy. What are the chances that there'll be a substantial tax increase passed between now and the election?
None. And I will tell you why. Unfortunately, it would pass in the House. Nancy Pelosi would like to tax anything, anywhere, anyhow. Her view of America, the radical left's view of America, is so antithetical to free market capitalism, it's sickening. I've always said you can't have political freedom without economic freedom. That was Milton Friedman, that was Ronald Reagan, and that's still our great republic today. But I can tell you this. In the Senate, they will never get 60 votes for a tax increase, but they are just so far afoul of where they need to be, whether it was Yellen, Biden, any of the above. They missed inflation. They missed energy production. They've put our country in a horrible position economically and internationally, and our Achilles heel is showing and is exposed. And it's just bad for hardworking Americans.
Congressman, let me jump in here and just ask you, in the Senate, please, can't they pass a tax increase under reconciliation?
They could try to do that. However, I don't think, given the posture of where, and for our listeners, what reconciliation means is they get around the filibuster and just do a majority vote.
Right.
I don't think would spend that vote on that. And at a time when our economy is being crippled by inflation, by horrific Biden-inspired, ridiculous regulations, any form of a tax increase would send us, I think, immediately into a worse recession than for the recession in which we're heading.
Last question for you, Congressman Fleischman. It's a baseball question. Are you ready? It's a curveball. It's like hanging curveball. You can hit out of the park. So there's a report that the Baltimore Orioles, there's an ownership fight there, and there's a report the Baltimore Orioles are thinking of moving to Nashville, Tennessee. What do you think of that?
Well, I've always said I wanted the great state of Tennessee to have a major league ball team. I think that would be outstanding. Obviously, we've got a great professional football team. The Nashville Predators are an outstanding hockey team. I think the way that Tennessee has embraced ice hockey, I mean, Atlanta never did. And I talk to a lot of hockey fans. The Predators are great. I would love to see a Major League Baseball franchise in our great state. I think we would support it.
Well, that's a very good answer, Congressman Fleischman. And as a fellow baseball guy, I say go out there and get a hit during the game. Thanks for joining us, Congressman Fleischman.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All right. We'll have more when we get back after this. This is the Tennessee Star Report.